Luke chapter number 2, verse number 8. The Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." I want you to notice that word flock, it's singular. Okay? "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' And it shall be, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." I want to go back and preach this morning, if God will be our help, on Yes, It's Christmas, Part 2. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yes, It's Christmas, Part 2. Now, we looked last week at Christmas, and we said it was a purpose of God's revealing things to us. The meaning of Christmas was being the beginning of man's pardon. And the mystery of Christmas was His power and His person. Amen? The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessed person He is. And we thank God that He came to us and minister hearts and give us that we can know Him and the free pardon of sin. But I want to look just a few minutes today and just go just a little deeper in this. As we not only look at the meaning of Christmas and the mystery of Christmas, but I want to look at the message of Christmas. The message of Christmas. What is the message of Christmas? The Bible says that it's a message of comfort. Amen? There's nothing more comforting than Christmas. Now, I want to say this morning. Let's not get so caught up in the gifts and the giving that we forget about the greatest gift that was ever given. Amen? Amen? Praise God. We get caught up so many times and we get frustrated and aggravated at Christmas time because we get so involved in all the things of the worldly things that we forget the spiritual things of Christmas. Amen? And we all do it. We all get caught up because that's just who we are. We're flesh, and our flesh tends to get us excited and get us all afraid, praise God, because we can't seem to get everything done that we think that we need to do. Amen? But now, whether we really do or not, I just wonder. But as we see this, and we see the message of Christmas, and it's a message of comfort. In verse number 8, he says, "And there was shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." That's a specific flock. Amen? And now watch this. "And said, Lo, an angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of God shone right about them, and they were sore afraid." Praise God. But watch, he said, "An angel said unto them, 'Fear not.'" So notice what a message of comfort is, a message that tells us to not be afraid. Amen? The message of comfort that we have from God Almighty this morning, church, it tells us to not be afraid. We shouldn't have anything to be afraid of. Amen? We shouldn't be afraid of anything. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the power of God. We have salvation. It's freely given. It's offered to us. And if you've been saved, if you're a child of God, praise God, your hope is out of this world. So there's nothing in this world, praise God, that we ought to be afraid of. Now we might be apprehensive about some things. Amen. We might take care about some things. Amen. Be careful in some things. But praise God, we oughtn't to be fearful. Hello? Now I know we're living in a sin-cursed world, a world full of sin. The Bible says that it's going to wax worse and worse to the end. But our hope is not in the world. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the Savior of the world. Praise God. And that Savior came to earth, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ on that first Christmas morn. Praise God. So it tells us not to be afraid. He said, but why wouldn't be afraid? Because there's a message of good tidings. Hello? We have a message, a whole book full of good tidings. The things that God gives, praise God, it's a book of the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a news article of hope. It's a news article of help. It's good news to humanity. Praise the Lord. It's that hope that we have in Christ. Amen. Those glad tidings that he tells us about is the same as the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's that good news. Amen. Hey, have you ever got any good news? I like good news, don't you? Good news, praise God. I don't care much about bad news, but I like good news. Amen. Good news, praise God. It'll encourage you. It'll make you excited, praise God. And the Bible says that what God sends to us, he sent us some good news. He said, we don't need to be afraid because the message of Christmas is that there's good news. Amen. The bad things, praise God, are there, but praise God, there's something that's good. There's something that's better than the bad. Praise the Lord. We ought to be excited. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God's given us praise the Lord. He's given us an advantage, praise God. He's given us a vision that's beyond the spectrum of what we see within ourselves. It's a Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and those good tidings that he brings to us. The angel said in verse 10, I bring you good tidings. So it's a message of comfort in the good tidings. It's a message of comfort in the great joy. Amen. So he said, I bring you a message of great joy. A joy, praise God. Not just a little joy. Amen. Not just a percentage of joy. But he said, I bring you a great joy. Something to be joyful about. Have you got anything to be joyful about? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We all do. Well, so preacher, you just don't know. You just don't. Yeah, praise God. I don't, but praise God, God does. And if we love him and look at his appearance, praise God, we've got something to be joyful about. Amen. Even as we come into this Christmas season. Yes, it's Christmas. It's here again. But praise God, he said that we're not to be fearful because there's glad tidings, praise God, of the gospel of Christ that brings a great joy. A great joy. Now that great joy is a something that we all can participate in. Amen? Hello? If you don't have joy this morning, guess whose fault it is? Just point at a culprit. Amen? Sometimes if we just realize where we're at, we'll find out what we need. Amen? This ought to be a time of great joy if you're a child of God. It ought to be a great time if you know who Jesus Christ is. It ought to be excited. Amen. It ought to be exciting. Praise the Lord. Because we know who Jesus is. He said tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. Amen. Now listen here. He said glad tidings. He said it shall be. It might not. He said not might be or could be or ought to be. But he said these glad tidings, praise God, these glad tidings of joy are to all people. Now, if you, I don't know if you've looked in the mirror today, but if you look in the mirror, you are a people. Amen. Unless you're an alien. Now, we got things flying around all over in the Northeast. There may be some aliens around there somewhere. But if you look in the mirror, I think you'll find yourself a people, a person. Amen. But he said that he would, he said that the great joy shall be to all people. So all people, unto you. Now who is you? You. So what we're saying is, God says, he said, I'm going to send great, he said, don't have to be fearful, praise God, just be rejoicing, praise God, in the great joy that you have of, as a people. Personal joy, praise, personal peace and relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. Amen. It was all made possible. Yes, it's Christmas. It's almost here again. And we thank God and we give Him praise, praise God. And we ought to just rejoice in the season. Amen. Rejoice and say, just take time out. Pause and take time out. And just rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A personal joy, a personal rejoicing. Now, I know right now, if we ain't careful, we get so caught up in all that we got to do. Amen. We've got to get the presents, and we got to get them wrapped, and we got to get the tree up, and we got to get this. You got to get all the food, and we got to figure out the preparation. We got to figure out the times and the places and the schedules, and we got. Oh my goodness, it's all, your head's about to explode. Amen. Hello, come on now, stay with me. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, this is a time of great joy. Amen. So he said, it's time just to call a time out. Amen. It's time to call a time out. Say, you know what? I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to forget about all the activities, all the things. Yeah, there's some things we got to get done, sure. But praise God, if you'll just get the praise and giving God glory in it, it'll all go by better. Amen. You'll come out of rejoicing, praising the Lord. Because of the great gifts, the great things that He's done. So we see this power of God. And it's Christmas, we know that. It's done snuck up on us again. Amen. It's just a day or two we were celebrating last year. 2023. And now 2024 is done zoomed on by. Amen. Hey, listen, have you ever thought that you can't, that once 2024 is gone, it's gone. You can't take it back. You can't back it up. You can't relive any of it. So we are the Holy Spirit of God tells us that we ought to enjoy it today. Yes, it's Christmas. We ought to enjoy, praise God, this season, this time, praise God, today. Because this Christmas, once it's gone, it'll be gone forever. Amen. Amen. We are to enjoy, we have to take time, praise God, and enjoy what God did with great joy. He said we ought to enjoy it individually. Amen. That your joy, Paul says that your joy may be full. Amen. Our joy is full when it's full, when we're full in the Lord. Praise God. So we see that the Bible says, why would we enjoy it? Because the Bible said this is a message of cheer. Amen. It's a message of cheer. It's a message of joy. It's a message of encouragement. And we ought to participate. We ought to thank God for it. You say, why would we do that? Because it's a message from God and message of a Savior. Praise God. Before Jesus came, there was no hope of salvation. That we had no Savior. Amen. Sin couldn't be forgiven. It was pushed back. Year by year with the offerings and the sacrifices, they was pushed back. They was pushed back. They was pushed back. But they could never be forgiven. It never would take away sin. Amen. But on that first Christmas morning, praise God, the greatest thing that ever happened, praise God, was the Lord Jesus Christ was born. Amen. And through Jesus Christ, we have a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Verse number 11 said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So the message is a message of cheer that we have a Savior, and that Savior, praise God, it's not only about the God Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, but it's about God's salvation. He said, because that Savior has come, amen, we have a hope of salvation in Him. He offers to whosoever will salvation. Praise the Lord. He offers salvation. He offers salvation to you. He offers salvation. He offers salvation to the world, to the you, the personal you. Praise God. So it's a message of cheer. Amen. Praise God. But we not only see the message of Christmas, but we see the miracle of Christmas. How did it happen? Amen. A lot of weird things was taking place there before Christmas, before the first Christmas. Amen. Look at verse number 12. And it shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. So there's a sign. Now the Bible says that the Jew seeketh after a sign. Amen. Of course, Jesus said that none be given to you except Noah. Praise God. He said, but listen, he said that there's already been signs given. And said, we didn't see the signs. Signs has been given, praise God. He said that they would, a sign would be given, said they'd be a virgin, praise God, would give birth. Amen. Look back at Isaiah chapter number 7. Isaiah chapter number 7. The Bible says this, verse number 10, it said, "Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Asa, saying," or Ahaz, "saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God, ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Asa said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And said, and he said, hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will ye weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." He said, so he said, Ahaz, he told him, he said, well, ask for a sign. Said, you want a sign? Ask for a sign. Ahaz said, I'm not going to ask for a sign. He said, I'm not going to do it. But he said, well, you were. Then he says, O house of David. So Ahaz says, I'm not going to ask for a sign. So then God speaks to the house of David. He said, hey, listen. He said, house of David, hear you now, house of David. It's a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? He said, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. He said, if Ahaz don't want a sign, if he won't ask for a sign, he won't receive a sign. He said, house of David said, will you? He said, I'm going to give you a sign. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That means God with us. So he said, a virgin will conceive and bear a son and said that you will call his name Emmanuel. God with us, praise God. So the miracle of Christmas is that they would be a virgin that would give birth, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And now, and not only do we see the virgin birth, but we see the humility of that one that would come. In verse 14, he said, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. There, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse evil and choose good. Said he's going to be born in humility. Said he's not going to be a great, renowned something or another. He's going to be born and praise God, in a human body just like you and me. Praise God, he's going to eat butter and honey. He's going to eat the same thing you did, live the same life you did. But praise God, he's going to be that blessed hope that we have of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Look over to Isaiah chapter number 9. He speaks to us on this account of the glory of God and his humility. Amen. And the Lord God is pointing, praise God, unto a Savior, a Redeemer, a great one, a Prince from heaven. Amen. Because it's Christmas. And we celebrate this prince. We celebrate this one this one that came from God. See, grace is pointing to the stars. Amen. Praise God. But truth is pointing to the cross of Calvary. He said, there's one coming, praise God. Amen. Hey, from a celestial being that's coming down to earth, born of a virgin, praise God, in a manger in Bethlehem, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory. In Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6, he said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. That's that great gift, the greatest that's ever been given to mankind. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He said, how's this going to happen? He said, it's because the power and anointing of the Lord Christ, Jesus Christ himself. That one that's coming, praise God, the one that's going to be a wonderful counselor and a mighty God and everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. He's going to be all things to all men. Praise the Lord. We ought to be excited. We ought to be happy with great joy. Exceeding joy, praise God, of what Christ has done for us. And we see that power, praise the miracle of Christmas taking place. The virgin, praise God, conceived a child, gave birth, praise God, in Bethlehem of Judea, praise the Lord. Amen. So that through her, through him, we might be saved. Praise God. No wonder there was suddenly there was an angel with an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Praise God. He said, praise the Lord. He said, we have something to be excited about. Peace on earth. Praise God. Toward men of goodwill. Praise the Lord. Looking, receiving the things that God's got for us. Hey, listen, the season is not about the things that we have, the things that we get. And if we're able to give gifts, what a blessing. That's just the hand of God blessing us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the greatest gift is through Jesus Christ, our Savior, as He gives to us. Amen. His goodness and His mercy and His love. His hand is extended out. But we don't, how often do we reach for it and take it when He extends it to us? Amen. Go back to Isaiah chapter 9. I looked at this last night. Isaiah chapter number 9. He tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ, unto us a child is born. But in verse number 12, he said, For all this, his anger is not turned away. Amen. Because of the sinfulness that was in that world, that country, that people. He said, but his hand is stretched out still. Amen. In Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 17. For all this, his anger is not turned away. But now watch it. But his hand is stretched out still. God's still extending that hand. Amen. Even though he don't like sin, sinfulness, he don't like some of the things that mankind does. His hand is continuously stretched out. Verse number 21, he said, for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. I mean, Brother Bill, the Lord's still reaching out to old sinners, even in our sinfulness, even our pride, even in our attitude. Hello? God's still reaching out to us. He still wants to bless us. He still wants to encourage us. He still wants to draw us and pull us unto himself. For unto us, praise God, a Savior is born, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the miracle. We also see the mercy of Christmas. Amen. You might say the birth of Lord Jesus Christ was the birth of mercy. Amen. The mercy of God, it was manifest in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Praise God. So what happened? What do we do with mercy? The same thing that the shepherds done with mercy. They accepted it. Amen? He said, and it came to pass, and that as the angels were gone away, verse 15, from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another. Now notice they were in agreement. Well, that's something that's hard to get in a Baptist church. Everybody to agree. Amen? Praise the Lord. But to God be the glory. He said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Amen? So we see that the Savior, praise God, he's ministering to the angels, to these shepherds, telling them not to be afraid, praise God. Not to be afraid because of good tidings. These are good tidings that are going of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. The good news of a Savior. Praise the Lord. And they say, let's go even unto Bethlehem. Now we know that they knew it was Bethlehem because that's where the swaddling clothes were. That's where the birthplace of the little sacrificial lambs. And I told you in the beginning, this special flock that they got, amen, it's a singular flock, it's a special flock, it's a flock of sheep's little lambs that would be brought in this world, birthed in, and used as sacrificial lambs. So they knew the flock, they knew the place, they knew the birthing place. Migdal Edar, praise God, where Jesus Christ would be born. Where He'd be laid in a manger. I thought, me and Teresa was talking about this last night. When we went to Israel, we went to the church of the Nativity. That's what they call it. Amen. Great old big church in the basement. They've got a stone and a little old thing, and they said, well, this is where Jesus was born. I didn't feel a thing. I'll just be honest. They wasn't the Spirit of God there. They wasn't a lot of places. You know, you go in Israel, you'd find the presence of God. The Spirit of God was really real. Me and Teresa both agreed. They wasn't nothing where they said Jesus was born. But we went up one evening to the shepherd's field. Amen. Praise God. We was up at the shepherd's field, and we were gathered around that field, and the Spirit of God was so real. And they said it off up in the top corner of that field was Migdar Eder. Praise God. They had found it. They had dug and excavating, and they had found that place with the tower where the little sheep and the lambs was born. It was the place that these shepherds would go to when the angel of God spoke to them and told them that they was a Lord and Savior was born. And they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and they laid him in a manger. Praise God. They didn't have to explain to him. They didn't have to give him a map. They knew exactly what God's plan was. They knew exactly where God would birth those little animals, those little lambs into this world. And they'd wrap them with them swaddling clothes to keep them from being harmed. Glory, hallelujah. They said, let's go up there to Midnight Edar. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great side. Amen. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Amen. They didn't go all downtrodden, all discouraged. Praise God. They went, I can see them as they go rejoicing, praising God. Amen. Talking to each other, say, hey, you reckon this could really be it? The angel said it. Glory, hallelujah, God. And if the angel said it, I'm going to believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man had been saying it for centuries. Praise God. This is what God said is going to happen. But then as they watch over a field by night, their flock, that little flock, that special flock that God had appointed them to. Glory, hallelujah. Angel comes down, speaks to them. He tells them just exactly. Lays it out. This is what's taking place tonight. Can you imagine? All these centuries, Brother Bill, they've been waiting on the Messiah. Amen. Amen. Waiting on Emmanuel. They praise God. And tonight's the night. Praise God. They didn't doubt it, praise God, but they accepted it. The message was there. The miracle of Christmas was taking place. The birth of mercy was come unto them. Boy, they was excited. Praise God. He said, let's go see. Now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing, which is come to pass. See, there was no doubt in them. I wonder why we doubt Jesus. We doubt to say. We was talking about this morning, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they rejected and denied and even envied and blasphemed the Lord Jesus Christ. They blasphemed the name of the Lord. When they already just received it, praise God, with joy. And they missed it. Went into it with their eyes wide open, but they missed it. They missed it. They missed all the joys of Christ. But these shepherds, praise God, they accepted it. They accepted the message. They accepted the mercy that God bestowed upon them, praise God. And said, the Bible says, and he said, which the Lord hath made known unto us, in verse 16, said, they came with haste. Now, what's that tell us? So they didn't dilly-dally around. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, fellas. Kind of like old Peter, right? He said, praise God, I'm going to go see this thing. He took off and the Bible says he outrun John. Got there to the tomb where Jesus had been laying, praise God. And the stone was rolled away. And Peter didn't even slow down. He just slid right on in there. He's looking around. John comes up the door and he stops outside and he looks in there. And there's the grave clothes. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody just jump up and shout. There's the grave clothes of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And there where his head had been, John, he said they was he said they was a napkin that covered his face. He was folded about and laid where his head would be. And John saw that, and he knew the traditions of man. And he said, Peter! Peter said, he's looking around. He said, Peter! And Peter said, what is it, John? He said, look where his head was. Glory, hallelujah! And there's that napkin folded about, laying there, saying that the Savior's not there, but he'll be back. Glory, hallelujah. These fellows was excited. Praise the Lord. Amen. They went to see the Savior. The Bible says they came with haste and found what they find. They looked around, didn't find none. They come with haste and they found. What would they find? Just exactly what the angels told them they'd find. Amen. Hey, God can't lie. Hello. So they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. What did they see? Praise God. They accepted it. The mercy of Christmas. Praise God. They saw mercy. They saw Emmanuel lying in a manger. God with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ. They saw the blessed Son of God lying there in that manger. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You think they was excited before they got there? Praise God. I bet they was even more excited when they got there. Praise the Lord. And he says in verse 17, when they had seen it. Now it doesn't belittle the Lord Jesus Christ when they say they call him an it. Amen. Because what they're talking about, when you say that they saw it, they saw the promise of God. So that little glory, hallelujah, that little word it, praise God, can be interpreted as they saw the promise of God. It come full circle. Praise God. He said when they saw it, they made known abroad as saying which was told them according to them concerning this child. Amen. Praise God. You know what they did? But not only did they accept it, but they began to announce it. They began to announce the mercy of God that He had bestowed upon them. They began to tell it wherever they went. Amen. Praise God. They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They said, hey, listen, said it's kind of like a Nathaniel when he went and found his brother Peter. He said, hey, listen, I need you to come look at, we found the one, we found the Messiah, we found the Christ of God. Amen. I tell you what, if you ever, listen to me, and I'm done. If you ever truly find the Lord Jesus Christ. We say that all the time. So they, you know, so I get saved, we say, boy, they found Jesus. Hey, listen, Jesus wasn't the one lost. Amen. Amen. Hello? Jesus has never been lost. Amen. It's when the Lord Jesus Christ finds us. And He convicts us through the Spirit, praise God, and shows us we're no sinners that need a Savior. And then Jesus raises His hand, He said, choose me. He said, praise God. He said, I'm it. I'm the Savior of the world. I'm the Savior of mankind. Amen. Yeah. Yes, it's Christmas. It's Christmas again. And you know what we ought to do? We ought to slow down just a little bit. Praise God, we ought to accept that the reason for the season, which is Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The one who came and was born in Bethlehem of Judea. But He didn't stay a little bitty baby. We want to keep Him a little baby in a manger, don't we? Amen. But Jesus grew up. And at 33 and a half years old, they hung Him on a cross on Calvary. He died for the sins of the world. Amen. The good news is continuing throughout the world today that there's a Savior that's born. And there's a Savior that died. And there's a Savior that's risen. How do we know? Because God says so. Amen. He said, Jesus died and was buried according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15. He said, according to the Scriptures, because God said so. And said that he arose the third day according to the Scriptures. How do we know? Because God said so. Amen. And then he ascended up to heaven, praise God, to set the right hand of the Father because God said so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's Christmas. And it's a time to be excited, but it's a time to slow down and just praise God because praise the Lord Jesus Christ because He's the reason for the season. Amen. He's the reason, praise God, that we have that blessed hope in Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God, the message of Christmas and the miracle of Christmas. But thank God for that mercy of Christmas, which is Christ the Lord. It hadn't been for the mercy, for His mercy. Because see, they know that we're all sinners. Before the creation, before everything was ever formed. God said, son, you know they're going to mess up. They're going to have struggles in their flesh. He said, yes, Father, I know. He said, but I'll go, praise God, and be that price of sin. I'll take their sin upon myself and I'll be their redeemer. Amen. When they're alienated, when they're far from you, Father, He said, I'll go and I'll buy them back. Amen. Yes, it's Christmas. And Jesus is to be praised because He is our Redeemer. Amen. If you're here this morning and you're saved because Jesus paid the price for your sin. If you're here this morning and you've never been saved, He still paid the price of your sin. How long are we going to wait? Amen. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to go to the Redeemer. Today's the day to receive that, praise God, the one that died for your sins according to the Scriptures. Today's that day. Amen. Praise. Oh, yes, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's time to receive the gift of Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen. Time to begin to live for Him. Let Him direct your path. Let Him show you His love. Let Him manifest it to you so it can be manifest to others around you. I was at a meeting this week, and there's a fella talking. He's all of a sudden he was talking about his family and stuff, and he said, you know, I teach Sunday school at the church, and said my two sons said they was, you know, they were raised in church. We taught them right. We lived right. Tried to live the best we could before them. He said, I don't know what's going on. He said, it's just like they've turned their back on God and they're doing things that's wrong. They're doing things that's sinful. He said, I just don't understand it. He said, I've talked. And he went on for a while, just laying it all out there. Amen. And I said, sir, I said, you know, sometimes we just got to quit talking. He said, what do you mean? I said, sometimes we just got to quit talking and just love them to Jesus. Let them see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. Amen. Let Christ manifest Himself in us so they can see how much Jesus loves us. And let them know how much we love them. Amen. The world, hey listen, the world wants to grab our young and drag them off in the pit. And we may keep them in church, we may try to do right back them, right by them. But praise God, there's only one that can save them. There's only one that can keep them. And that's Jesus Christ the Lord. We need to be pointing them to Jesus every day. Amen. He makes that difference. And we, our children, our families, have to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, in our Lord. Amen. We need to be telling it every day because today is the day of salvation. Today is the only day that we might be able to announce it. We don't know. Tomorrow may be too late. Just this past week, a lady, it was running along pretty well, and all of a sudden, the next day, she's gone. Went out of here. You don't ever know. We don't know. We don't know about tomorrow. But we know today. We know that Jesus loves us today. Yeah, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's time for every one of us to receive the gift. Amen. Encourage you, praise God, this year, Wednesday week, praise God, when you start to celebrate Christmas, whether it be Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or day after, whenever it is, praise God, remember the reason for the season. Amen? Yeah, it's Christmas, and it's about the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen? And we have to ask ourselves, is He Christ